Good morning and welcome to Good Morning Tech News. Happy Thursday, May 14th. Huge day today, Dario.
Massive.
Cisco just posted Q3 revenue up 12% year over year. $15.84 billion crushed the 15.56 estimate, and the stock is ripping 19% pre-market. If it holds, that's the biggest single-day move since 2002.
2002? That's dot-com hangover territory. The fact that Cisco is having its best day in over two decades on an AI story is kind of poetic, right?
It's poetic and it's earned. Look, they raised their full-year AI orders forecast from $5 billion to $9 billion, nearly doubled it, and they're guiding Q4 revenue at $16.7 to $16.9 billion. The street was at $15.82. That's not a beat, that's a demolition.
So what changed? Because 6 months ago, the narrative was Cisco missed the AI boat.
Hyperscaler orders. $5.3 billion in AI infrastructure and hyperscaler orders year to date, and they're projecting $4 billion in AI revenue for the fiscal year, up from $3 billion. The networking layer of the AI stack is finally getting priced in.
Right, because everyone was obsessed with GPUs, but the interconnect, the fabric between those GPUs, that's where Cisco lives. You can't run a 100,000 GPU cluster without serious networking infrastructure. Spine leaf architectures, high radix switches, the whole...
And the multiple on this was compressed because the market treated them like legacy networking. Now you're getting AI-era revenue growth on a stock that was priced like a utility.
Multiple expansion on actual revenue, not vibes.
Exactly. Now, the other side of this, they're cutting 4,000 jobs. Chuck Robbins literally said the cuts start today. So it's a classic AI pivot story. Revenue up, headcount down.
Discipline to continuously shift investment. That's CEO for we're firing people and buying switches.
Harsh but accurate. Okay, completely different energy on this next one. The UK's AI Safety Institute just published new results on autonomous cyber capabilities. And, Dario, this one spooked me.
Which model?
Claude Mythos Preview. It's the first AI model to complete both of AISI's cyber ranges. GPT-5.5 only solved one. And the doubling rate for task complexity? It was 8 months in November, then 4.7 months in February, and now these two models blew past even that trend.
Both ranges. So reverse engineering, web exploitation, the full chain.
Full chain.
Okay, so the thing people miss is that these benchmarks measure autonomy, not just capability. It's not, can the model spot a vuln if you point it at the right file? It's, can the model navigate an unfamiliar system, find the weakness, and exploit it without human guidance? That's a qualitative shift.
And from a market perspective, what does this do to the cybersecurity sector? Because if offensive AI is outpacing defensive AI, then every CISO's budget just went up.
I actually think this is bullish for the high-end security vendors. CrowdStrike, Palo Alto, the ones with real-time detection.
See, I disagree. I think the commodity players get crushed, and even the premium players face margin pressure because the attack surface is expanding faster than any vendor can cover. The spend goes up, but so does the loss ratio.
That's a fair point. It's an arms race where the offense just got a free upgrade.
And AISI is basically saying, governments, you need to prepare now. This isn't theoretical anymore.
Speaking of Anthropic, they just unveiled Agent SDK credits for paid plans. So starting June 15th, pro users get $20 a month in credits specifically for programmatic agent usage, and it goes up to $200 for Max 20X and Enterprise Premium seats. This is a platform play. They're basically saying build third-party agents on our SDK and we'll subsidize adoption through existing subscribers. And the clever bit, it's per user, doesn't pool, doesn't roll over, so it's a use it or lose it incentive to actually try agents every month. That's how you build habitual usage. The open cloud integration is interesting too. Third-party agents authenticating through your cloud subscription, that's middleware economics. Anthropic is positioning itself as the rails, not just the model. That's a really good framing. The rails, not just the engine. The question is whether $20 a month is enough to matter for serious developers.
For hobbyists, sure. For enterprise workflows, you burn through that in minutes. It's a gateway drug. Get them hooked on the free hit, then they're paying per token by month two.
Quick hits. Jensen Huang's foundation bought $108 million in compute time from CoreWeave and is donating it to universities and nonprofits, which is very generous and also very convenient for CoreWeave's utilization numbers.
The man has a $187 billion net worth. This is less than 0.1%. But look, NVIDIA already invested $2 billion in CoreWeave, signed a $6.3 billion capacity guarantee. This is ecosystem reinforcement wearing a philanthropy hat.
CoreWeave's backlog is at $99.4 billion. Revenue up 112% year over year. The flywheel is spinning.
Okay, Microsoft Edge. They're letting Copilot read all your open tabs, access your browsing history, long-term memory across conversations. What could go wrong?
It's the notebook LLMification of the browser. AI podcasts from your tabs, study quizzes. They're throwing everything at the wall.
The privacy implications are, well, actually no, the bigger issue is whether anyone uses Edge voluntarily enough for this to matter.
Fair. Last one, TikTok Go. They're launching in-app hotel and experience booking in the US with Booking.com, Expedia, Viator. Discovery to transaction, zero friction.
It's the TikTok shop playbook for travel, and this puts them directly against Google Search, Google Maps, Google Hotels.
Google everything. If TikTok converts even a small percentage of travel discovery into bookings, that's a meaningful TAM grab from Google's core business. Creators earning commissions on hotel bookings. That's a genuinely new creator economy vertical.
All right, what are we watching? I've got my eye on whether this Cisco move holds. If it does, the whole networking layer gets re-rated, and that has second-order effects across Arista, Juniper, the whole space.
I'm watching that AISI cyber doubling rate. If the next model breaks the trend again, we're in a fundamentally different threat landscape by year end, and I don't think policy's moving fast enough.
On that cheerful note, thanks for listening, everyone. Stay curious, stay sharp out there.
This has been Good Morning Tech News. I'm Dario.
And I'm Sam. See you tomorrow.